Well, a lot of the political squabbling over the size and carve-up of the pot of money for health reform has been about recurrent health and hospital costs. That's the day-to-day costs of actually running our health system, running our hospitals. But a lot of questions remain about the future capital funding for health, the money that we'll need to build new hospitals and to upgrade our health facilities. Wagga-based hospital in southwestern New South Wales is a good example of the problems facing the system as it currently stands. The hospital's 50 years old. New South Wales health officials privately admit it's an embarrassment, and there have been plans to rebuild it for more than 20 years now. Richard Harrison is a surgeon at Wagga Base Hospital and chair of the Hospital Staff Council, and he joins you this morning from Wagga Wagga. Richard, good morning.
Good morning, Fran. Thanks for having me on the program.
Richard, just give us a sense and overview, will you? What are the critical issues facing your hospital?
We have been in planning stages for a hospital for over 20 years and have had guarantees from successive governments that a new hospital would come. I've been in Wagga for 13 years and we've been seriously planning, and several million dollars from the last two or three governments have come along since about 2003. So we're very advanced in our planning for a hospital, and indeed had money become available, we're ready to build. Now, we're originally planned in the 1950s, opened in early 1960, and the physical infrastructure is archaic. The workplaces and the various flows that you like that occur in the way medicine and surgery and other fields of medicine are practiced are very outmoded now. And our spaces are small, and generally we've reached capacity over the last, 15 to 20 years, and with a series of band-aids and holes plugging buckets, we've been able to manage that capacity issue, but it's exhausted now, and
it's exhausting, I'd imagine, to be working like that.
Well, and exhausting, and the place runs very well because of the wonderful people in it, and that's the case of many organisations that have certain problems. But
so does it mean that you don't have, I mean, sure, we can get the picture that it's old and a bit run down, but does it mean you can't perform certain procedures, that the locals can't get certain treatment?
Well, look, there's a good example that's occurring right at the moment, and that is, again, I'm a surgeon, so the Royal Australasian College of Surgeons, along with the State Government of New South Wales, are introducing an acute surgery program. And the concept of this is that, as you'd be aware, Fran, over the years, if there's monies to be cut from hospitals, and it's often affecting the elective surgery and waiting list type issues, and equally, with the loss of capacity in all the hospitals across New South Wales at least, we're finding that emergency surgery is being pushed back and back and back. Now, there is a push to develop a new system of ensuring that emergency surgery gets done at the appropriate levels of time. This all came out of the Garling report in New South Wales. We are unable to implement
that
plan.
You just can't do it.
We can't implement that plan. We haven't got the capacity. As it is now, we're starting to attempt to run theatres, operating theatres in the evenings and on Sundays. And I guess you could argue that, like a busy coal mine or something, we should be able to work on that sort of roster. But the reality is, especially in a regional area, you don't have the staff to be able to handle that degree of pressure.
Richard, I mean, Wagga is a growing regional centre. Why has nothing happened in all this time? For 20 years, you've been promised you're going to get a new hospital.
Well, look, it's very easy to be cynical on this. We're a big area. We drain in certain specialties up to 250,000 people. We've got over 70 specialists living in this town. But I think one of the problems we've got is that we're a very safe seat, both in state and federal politics, one of the safest in the country. And it has been probably that, I think, that has held us back when you've got growing areas on the coastal regions, and some of the regional areas are now marginal seats, some of them held by independents. Now, that could be cynical, but I think it's real, because it doesn't matter which side of politics is in government, the pressure isn't always on to spend a large amount of money. And the money we're talking about for a Wagga-based hospital rebuild is in the order of $350 to $380 million.
Okay, it's 12 minutes to 8 on RN Breakfast. Our guest this morning is Richard Harrison, a surgeon at the Wagga-based hospital. Richard, the Prime Minister, Kevin Rudd, popped in unexpectedly to your hospital a couple of weeks ago. He was visiting relatives in town. I know you had a talk to him. Did you manage to get any promises, any commitments?
Look, we didn't, unfortunately. He's a... Oh, dear, hold on. Little problem.
Is that an emergency?
Just wait one sec. I think we're right. That's solved.
Okay, good. I don't want you to keep any surgical patients waiting.
I beg your pardon. Now, look, what he did come, and we were surprised but pleased to meet him, and it was a pleasant discussion that we had. No specifics came out of that. He's clearly well briefed, and I was, and the group that met him were, I think, somewhat reassured that he understood the problems, particularly facing our area. But we are getting worried, and I think, as your previous discussion has had, the detail is just not there at the moment, and this particular rebuild of this hospital was to be guaranteed. This period of this government, and that mm-hmm. was independent of sales of gasworks and power stations and all the rest. Now, unfortunately, that's with this new plan, with that detail of capital spending, that plan now could be derailed for another few years.
So are you worried about the state signing on Monday, because then we start a whole new system and you think that'll put back any promises you're hoping will come to fruition even further? Is that your concern?
I have no doubt of that. We've had five successive health ministers in New South Wales in 6 years. I met Carmel Tebbutt, the present health minister, at the end of last year, and we got a pledge from her that early in 2010 a funding model for this hospital would become available, either through Treasury or through a private public partnership. We've already been informed now that no decision can be made on that because of this new federal plan.
Mm-hmm.
And this new federal plan hasn't got much detail at this stage with regards to that.
So as a surgeon looking on, is that your only concern about the potential revamp of funding for hospitals?
You've
got to go?
Wait on. I'll one sec.
It's a busy life as a surgeon in the Wagga Bay Hospital, any regional hospital, I suppose, or any hospital at all. Richard, we're talking to Richard Harrison, who's also chair of the Wagga Base Staff Council. And as we've been hearing, they've been in urgent need of a new hospital. That's okay, Richard. Richard, I'll let you go because you're obviously very busy. Look, thank you very much for joining us on
Breakfast. That was unexpected. I'm sorry, Fran. Thank you.
No problems. Thank
Righto.
You. Bye Richard then. Harrison, a surgeon at the Wagga Base Hospital. It's 9 minutes to 8.